This is KBNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. San Miguel County Department of Public Health and Environment today received the results for the first group of those who had had the COVID-19 blood test. The 645 first responders and their families all tested negative. Two tests showed some slight changes that might indicate COVID-19 infection, and those people are under self-quarantine for 14 days and then getting tested again. Meanwhile, the county is getting ready to start phase one of the free countywide testing being offered, with a small pre-selected group of teachers and their families. That phase should start later this week. And across the nation, personal protective equipment is in short supply for healthcare facilities. In Montrose, a personal protective equipment drive will take place March 30th and 31st to collect donations of supplies for local healthcare providers. Donations of unused, unopened products will be taken from 2 to 4 p.m. in the parking lot by the old gymnasium at Montrose High. Especially needed are eye protection and goggles, face shields, surgical masks, N95 masks, sterile and non-sterile gloves, disposable gowns, and biohazard bags. Officials from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment are urging Coloradans not to engage in open burning activities during the current COVID-19 response. Open burning includes things like burning ditches and burning fields. It does not apply to wood stoves and indoor sources of heating with wood. The COVID-19 virus poses a particular threat to individuals with a history of heart or respiratory illness, and smoke from open burns could put a strain on an already vulnerable population. This is KBNF News.